Welcome back to Mugs of the Morning on KODY. Thanks to local shelter insurance agents Pete Voles and Brent Rogo. 8:35 Central, we go to the KODY phone lines as we have Bill Taylor, meteorologist with the National Weather Service Office in North Platte, joining us. Bill, thanks again for the time.
Good morning, sir.
You're welcome. Good morning.
Now, Bill, I think last week we started to really experience some of the cool temperatures that we could kind of get used to for the fall months ahead.
Yes, we did, and we're right back to above normal temperatures this week, at least to start the week.
Yeah, I mean, that begins right out of the gate with a beautiful temperature in store for our trick-or-treaters this Halloween.
Yeah, you know, if you think back last year, and I actually didn't remember this, but we actually had snow last year on Halloween. I think we had like 2.5 inches, so...
Wasn't much, but yes, we did.
And it was enough that I think the trick-or-treaters got out for a couple of minutes, and then it just started to pour on them almost.
Yep. And this year is going to be much better in terms of weather. It's going to be around 70 today, probably, and just lots of sunshine, not much wind. And probably in the 50s this evening during trick-or-treat time. Again, really, really tranquil, not like last year.
So, Bill, what can we expect moving forward for the forecast throughout the rest of the week following today's warm temperatures?
Well, it's going to continue to be warm the next couple of days. Winds are going to shift around to the south here tomorrow and Wednesday. And relative humidity, you know, we're in the drought situation, so the humidity is pretty easy for us to get pretty low, and that's what's going to happen the next couple of days. So we'll have to watch for some elevated fire conditions again, you know, with still the harvest and things going on, so in the field, so that'll be a concern the next couple of days, and then maybe a system this weekend. However, at this point, for us, it doesn't really look too great for rain chances or snow chances. It looks like that might be more to our west, and then maybe off to our east. We'll have to see how that lines up, but there will be at least a chance of some precip and a strong cold front that comes through on Thursday, by the way. And then behind that cold front, Thursday night through the weekend, we'll at least have a chance of seeing some moisture in the area.
And could that moisture potentially be snow, or is that going to be more of a lighter rain?
You know what? We'll just have to wait and see. Potentially, there could be some snow, but it's just really too early to try to...
We'll take either.
Sure.
any moisture
right
will help.
We're into November, so anything's possible. And a year ago at this time, it was snowing. So it's definitely a chance. But the big thing, too, will be that cold front that comes in on Thursday. A couple of warm days, like I mentioned. And then that cold front comes in probably later Thursday, and then it'll cool down into the upper 40s on Friday, and looks like maybe around 50 or 50s this weekend. Again, with that system coming in, we'll just kind of have to watch that and see what happens with that.
You mentioned the snow and Halloween. It made me think, and mm-hmm. off the top of your head, do you remember what year it was we actually shut down Halloween? Because we had a blizzard that night.
Yeah, I do.
It's got to be 20-something years ago.
I wasn't very old, but I do remember. I think it was it 1991, I want to say. But I'm not going to say that was 100% sure of the year, but it was right around in there. No, it was a blizzard.
Yeah.
It was an all-out blizzard.
It was.
I'm from the northeast part of the state, and I know we canceled Halloween there, and it sounds like kind of the same thing out here, too, that year. So I'm thinking 91, but now I'll have to kind of look back.
It would have to be somewhere near, because I moved here in 90. And
okay, and was it right after that?
It was sometime after that, and my boys were young enough. They were just getting started with trick-or-treating, but mm-hmm. that was a wise call for that night.
That was, and that's pretty early to get, to get something like that. You know, a lot of times it'll be closer to Thanksgiving, it seems like, when we have our first bad weather. But that year, yeah, that was really early.
Yep.
So, but, yeah, it seems like 91, maybe. 91, 92 in there somewhere.
Bill, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
Nope. Just enjoy the next couple days. You know, then things are going to kind of cool down here by the end of the week. And again, just kind of keep in mind, you know, that fire weather concern here the next couple of days.
We've sure.
been dealing with that a lot, I know. Just happens, though, when it gets so dry like this. So But other than that, enjoy your Halloween, and again, won't have to deal with any snow this year. It'll be very nice
good.
And the month of November quickly approaching too, Bill. Are we going to look at some temperatures throughout November that are going to be warmer like we're experiencing today, or what's the predictions looking like early on
you
for
know,
that?
You know, it is. It looks like near or slightly above here. I was looking at that just before I was came on here. And then it looked like near or slightly above, maybe over the next week or so. Let's see both the 6 to 10 day. So throughout the next 14 days going forward here as we get into the first. So that takes us through the first half of the month. We're probably going to be near normal, maybe average a little bit above. And then I was looking 3 to 4 weeks out, and would cover the last half of the month, and warmer than normal. So it looks like, so pretty much above average, I guess, is what you would probably call it here for the next coming month. So kind of just continuing what we've been seeing here for the last several.
Now, with the middle of the month, in respect to the middle of the month, you, all of you out at the National Weather Service there, you're allowed to have freezing temperature, just below freezing temperatures, and a little snow from the 11th through the 20th. That's deer season.
Right. yep. And then, that's right, but usually it seems like the last few years for that week of deer season, it's been so warm.
It has, and personally, you know, I don't like, that's like, I grew up in Texas hunting. And I don't like having to shoot my deer, run out, field dress it, and pack it full of ice to get it back to where I'm going to process it.
It seems like more often than not, it's just this month of November is warm. I remember way back, my uncles used to hunt, and I would be up, they would come and stay at my grandparents, and I would be there too. I was too small to go out, but I remember some of the times they went out, it was just freezing cold. I would get to go out with them, you know, but that's been, I don't know, 20 years ago or so.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you just had to bundle up.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It seems like the last 10 years, that week is just always warm, it seems like.
Well, there's not been much bundling in years recent.
Work on that, will you?
No, there hasn't been much bundling up. It's been more short sleeves the last 10 years or so. That's why I'm sure in the morning, but. Well, we'll see if we can get see what we can arrange for you that week, and then we'll see if we can straighten it out. Then we'll do it that week, and then for Thanksgiving we'll warm it back up.
Hey,
we appreciate
right,
that.
Yeah. Bill, appreciate the time as always. Good to talk to you and your colleagues at the North Platte National Weather Service office.
You bet. We'll talk to you again next week. Thanks.
Take care.
Bill.